Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 31st of August, and here in Auroville is partly sunny on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect mostly sunny and very warm with very high maximum ultraviolet index 11, which is extreme, and warm with thickening clouds over the night. Temperatures from low 28 to high 35 with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Southern winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated still on 96%, and super full moon emotionally charged is behind us, but in September we are facing partial solar eclipse and total moon eclipse in the middle and the end of the month. Story of the Water is going on, and if you might participate at the Water Management Workshop on Saturday at Savitri Bhavan, today you can join the series of a Joy of Learning event at 4:30 p.m. at Sire with the topic The Auroville Water Challenge. And yes, it is a huge challenge to provide usable water for the world's population. The United Nations warns that the water use worldwide is growing at twice the rate of the population growth. Unless this trend is reversed, the two-thirds of the global population will face water stress by 2025. And India is one of the countries that will be most critically affected. In fact, our bioregion is already severely water stressed, and Auroville itself has seen its first aquifer almost exhausted and failing water levels and increasing mineralization in some of the other aquifers. In spite of the important work done by Aurovillians in afforestation and in controlling runoff. So what is Auroville doing to respond to this challenge? What are the essential elements of a successful water management plan that will enable us to achieve self-sufficiency in our water supply? So the Joy of Learning initiative is planning two sessions to increase the community's level of water literacy and its understanding of this topic. Today's presenters are Tom, Why Should You Care? Julia with Where is Our Groundwater? With the geological overview, and Deoyani with a talk on protecting and managing our soil for water conservation. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited for an informational meeting with Varuna team, including Michael Wonke, with topics status of our wind park and energy in Kansim, status of desalination project, status of the research of Matri Mandir Lake project, and there will be time for questions and answers. Also tomorrow at the same time at 5 p.m. but at Pichandikulam, we are invited to join them for a short presentation and discussion on the topic What is the Global Eco Village Network? Because Jos and Kavita just came back from a short trip to Findhorn in Scotland, where they participated in the Global Eco Village Network Plus 20 Summit. And they're saying it was a beautiful experience out of which some new exciting developments are taking place, and they would like to share it with the community. If you get lost, you can call them on 894-056-8266. Auroville Council invites us on next week on 9th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion for a general meeting to discuss the new entry policy proposal. It will be a space where they will present briefly the policy and feedback received until then and receive more inputs from the community. The working committee reminds us that the governing board meeting is scheduled for the first week of October, so they're requesting us to send our proposed presentations by the 10th of September. On Friday, 4th of September, between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, next to Dreamers Cafe in the visitor center, we would be celebrating for the third time in a row at Art Break Day 2015. Sankalpa Art Journeys is now hosting an official hub site, host for the global art movement initiated by Artists Moving in USA. So they're asking us to join them again to sit down, take a break and make art for free with almost 40 sites around the world. The theme of this year is I Am, and it will be featuring their art card at the event. But they're asking us to inform them in advance of if you are a group of 8 and plus participants, so they can schedule slots for the schools and etc. On Friday, 4th of September, from 5:15 until 6:15 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone, we will be welcoming the Peace Bell, which invites us all for meditation. On Sunday, September 6th, at 3:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in Hall of Peace International Zone, we are invited to a book launch and poetry reading of Noel with the title Transcendent Sky, A Spiritual Journey of Poetry. And Noel says he would like to invite everyone to attend the launch of his poetry book in Orville. Transcendent Sky is a compilation of his own poetry for many years of writing and exploring the spiritual depths within himself. The event will include some short readings of poetry from his book, followed by opening up the floor to anyone who has their own poetry they wish to share. So you are welcome to bring your poetry to read to everyone. Books also will be sold at the event. At Kale Kenner Exhibition Hall today, we are invited for the conclusion of the ongoing Faces of the Youth exhibition at Kale Kenner Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone. It was organized as a part of the International Youth Day, and this exhibit showcases some of the work the youth of Oroville are currently involved in. As a part of the conclusion, Youth Link will be holding an intimate circle sharing open house on the topic of youth. And Youth Link has the goals of housing, employment, education of youth in Oroville. So today at 5 p.m. at Kale Kendra, Faces of Youth. The teacher census informs us that the talk on integral education for tomorrow is cancelled. But Solitude Farm starts on Saturday, September 5th at 11:30 a.m. 1 month introductory workshop to local foods. So Solitude invites you to be a part of their initiative to bring the community together over local food and produce, and they will cover a weekly seasonal local food basket to give you a direct access to top quality, local and organically grown produce. It will include introductory tour and talk of Solitude Farm. You will have weekly cooking workshop with top vegan chef Sarah Kanding, who will also show you what you can do with local food. And you will have one free lunch to sample how your food basket could taste. And the last, you will have a deeper connection with where your food comes from, with health benefits, superior taste, and ecologically cost-free produce. But if you want to be part of this 1 month introduction to food, you need to send a mail to Krishna Mankenzie at orville.org in with specifying your account number, because the cost for 1 month introduction is 500 rupees. The fun starts, as we said, this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. at Solitude Farm, with introductory talk and tour of the farm and the first of 4 cooking workshops. This would be followed by free lunch for participants, after which you can collect your first organic basket. And here is an announcement from electrical service. Because of monthly maintenance work at Riji Trumbalan substation, there will be no electricity today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. But also AVS, Oroville Electrical Service, informs us that they have a new contact number for Oroville Electrical Service, saying that during Sundays are the national holidays and evening times or weekdays, if you have a problem in reaching them on their landline, the new number would be 262-2132. Or you can also call the mobile number on 948-8868-747. At Savitri Bhavan, this afternoon at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Meditation on Savitri, Book 2, The Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 5-6, The Godheads of the Little Life and the Kingdom of Godheads and Greater Life. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian drama Sunny, made in India in 2003 by director Ashwin Chowdhury. Tomorrow they will screen other West Asian biography drama Desert Dancer, made in 2014 in UK and UAE, Romania, Morocco, and directed by Richard Raymond. And on Wednesday we can see Paris Opera, A Bayadere Dance, made in France in 1996 by director Alexander Tartan. From Sri Aurobindo, The Hour of God, page 204, we read, Everyone has in him something divine, something his own, a chance of perfection and strength in however small a sphere which God offers him to take a refuge. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orlovilleradio.org.